This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you look at weak earnings from Macy's and other big department stores, you get a pretty dismal picture for retail. I believe the term I used last week was meh. Big chains are pushing e-commerce to try to compete with Amazon and successful discounters, but there are new retailers starting up. Some of them are even thriving in the middle of all of this. They embrace the web, but they don't shun the old-fashioned storefront either. From the Marketplace desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, here's Mitchell Hartman.
Architect Herb Heiserman at development firm StreetSense is a connoisseur of retail design. He's surfing the website for Shinola, Detroit-based maker of hip timepieces and other stuff.
You click on that immediately, made in the USA, handcrafted. And then when you go in the store, the craftsmanship of the millwork matches the watches and the leather and the bicycles.
Heiserman says Shinola's brand infuses every sales channel, from the floor displays to the pull-on-your-heartstrings online videos.
We're committed to the idea of making bikes in America.
Now let's meet a new retail entrepreneur in Portland. He's a bartender who a year ago launched an online store for handcrafted bar tools.
Lucas Plant. The business is Bull in China. It was born out of necessity, being career bartenders and having products that didn't function as well as we needed. And cocktail stir glass, you know, you got about a 2 week to a month shelf life. The bases completely pop off.
Plant and his two business partners saw first a problem they wanted to solve: cheap glassware from China saturating the market. Second, potential customers, professional and home bartenders who might pay a premium for durability, vintage design, made in America.
We found local glass blowers, metalsmiths, woodsmiths. Right here, this is a cocktail stir glass, hand-blown spruce pine for your stirred cocktails, martini, sazerac, your old-fashioned.
Launching online only kept overhead low and let them reach an international market. Sales are rising, though Bull in China faces plenty of competition from dot-com discounters and high-end sites like Cocktail Nation. One ingredient definitely in their mix, passion.
A lot of bar tools, they were designed for function, not for aesthetics. Tools should be beautiful.
I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.